are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Betty Levitt, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Adam Cullen, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
You are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc on 90.1 FM or on the web at cjsf.ca.
Hi, this is Hillary Scott, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hey, you're listening. Should I say I'm Jan Orden?
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Tune in every Wednesday morning, 6 to 8 a.m. for On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
The clouds will blow away.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, independent campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. We also stream online at cjsf.ca and listen to podcasts of our programs on our website.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Black beans, kidney beans, pinto beans. Most of the beans you see in the grocery store today are varieties of a species known as the common bean. And in many parts of the world, growing common beans is getting harder as climate change causes increasingly hot, dry weather. So researchers have been studying another species called the tepary bean. Tepary beans are native to parts of the Sonoran Desert and grow well in hot, dry regions.
They are able to grow under drought and high heat conditions.
Carlos Urrea is a dry edible bean breeding specialist at the University of Nebraska. He and his team have been working to identify the genes that give tepary beans drought and heat tolerance, as well as disease resistance. And they're working to breed these traits into common beans.
Now we are able to move genes from the tepary beans to the common beans.
His team has created new varieties that are being field tested in drought-prone regions, such as Nebraska, California, Puerto Rico, Uganda, and Tanzania. He says these new varieties have the potential to help feed people who rely on beans as a critical food source, and where food scarcity is a growing concern as the climate warms. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.